So we've had the declaration. We now officially know that Monica Harding is the new MP for Esher and Walton. And oh my goodness, Monica, I can see the numbers here, 28,315 votes. That's more than 12,000 more than anybody else. You must be so chuffed.
I'm so delighted, but I feel so privileged that the people of Esher and Walton have put their faith and trust in me as their new MP.
So, going forward, what is it that you are really keen to do?
There is so much that I want to do. I mean, we've knocked on tens of thousands of doors over the last 6 weeks, and we've unearthed all sorts of issues that I just want to get stuck into. But clearly, one of the biggest challenges for people here is access to healthcare, getting a GP appointment, being stuck on hospital waiting lists. They're also struggling with the cost of living and bills. There's also a massive issue with sewage in our rivers. So all of these things I want to get stuck into sorting out.
Now, you've run an incredible campaign. You must be exhausted. What was it that kept you going?
I had an incredible team. It wasn't my campaign, it was our campaign. We have hundreds of people that were knocking on doors, leafleting, putting up skateboards, and this is a victory for them as much as it is for me. And for the people of Esher and Walton who have been so kind to put their faith in me.
What is it that makes you so passionate about standing and getting this?
Because of my children and seeing in them the opportunities that I want them to have. And that's the same for all the youth in this constituency. I want them to have the opportunities that I had as a child. I love my country and I want to see it full of opportunities, full of the excitement that I had when I was a child. So that's what I want to do.
So what do you think is missing now then that you say that?
Well, I think it's time for a government that can get to grips with things that are going on rather than state of inertia that we've had already. But I also think it's very important for a local representative to really be under the skin of what's going on in the constituency. Now, I've lived here a long time. I've lived here for 20 years. I've been a governor at a local school for 8 years. I've been a trustee at the local hospice, at the Princess Alice Hospice. I know what the challenges are here. I've got a 92-year-old mother and I've got four children. They're schooled here. My 92-year-old mother needs GP appointments if she uses the hospital or not. I know what the challenges are and I want to help.
Well, we wish you the very, very best in your new position. So thank you for speaking with us. You must be exhausted.
Thank you very much. I'll just get a little bit of sleep before I get stuck in.